Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a good friend, Cliff Inico, back on the show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Cliffy's back. Cliff is the author of all the books on eBay. No, not all of them, but most of them. All the good ones. Right, Cliff?
Yeah, thank you, Jim. I like to think so.
The eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. The eBay Marketing Bible. You're starting to get the picture here, right? The eBay Business Answer Book, and on and on. He's our good friend. He's an attorney, but we love him anyway. Cliffy, welcome back to the show.
You betcha, man. Thank you. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. You good to have you back. Hey, Cliff, one of the things that you do professionally, and we're glad you do it, and it's keeping up with the legal side of doing business online,
betcha.
whether it be the e-commerce side or intellectual property or now there are legal aspects to social media.
Yeah, you betcha. One of the
social media. I mean, yeah. I thought social media was just visiting over the fence electronically. How could there be legal stuff there?
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, one of the things that I do that I don't talk about very much, I mean, in addition to all the books that I write for normal folks like you and your listeners.
Oh, there's nothing normal. There's nothing normal around here. We don't use that word. We don't use the N word around here.
you volunteered that one, but I also write a bunch of books for lawyers, and one of the books I've written is a book called Advising E-Businesses, which is a book for lawyers on how to advise the online business. And I mean, every year I have to update this sucker, and every year there's about 100 cases that I have to write about that have happened that deal with various aspects of doing business online. And I thought it might be fun to talk about some of the things that happened over the last year that are sort of we're celebrating now the 20th anniversary of the commercial internet.
Yep, that's right.
You know, in 20 years, I mean, this sucker, this book's like about 2.5 inches thick. I mean, this is one doorstop of a sucker, and there's not a single case in there that's before 1994. All
wow.
this stuff has happened in the last 20 years, which is just absolutely amazing. The big development last year actually came out of Europe, which is very interesting. Back in 2010, Europe adopted a privacy directive for online communications within the European Union countries. And there was a little known provision in there which got a lot of PR this year because the EU actually sued Google for ignoring it. There's a provision in the EU privacy directive that says that users of the internet in Europe have a right to be forgotten. That if there's stuff on there.
That was just a couple of months ago.
That was a couple of months ago. It was a big case that came down. I mean, the thing's been around since 2010, but this is the first time the European Union has tried to enforce it. And basically what this says is that any user of the Internet has the right to contact a search engine and insist that certain content be taken down.
Off the grid.
Off the grid, with certain exceptions. I mean, they have to show that it really isn't relevant. So, for example, back in the late 90s, a lot of people in Spain lost their homes and foreclosure. Spain went through some difficult economic times back then, just as they are now. And there are a lot of people whose credit is being dinged because banks and other lenders are going online and they're seeing these foreclosure cases from the 1990s that were 20 years ago. So these people are saying, this is ridiculous. This doesn't affect my credit now. I'm gainfully employed. I have a good credit rating now. You know, why should I be denied a loan because of something that happened 20 years ago? It's not fair. So this content, these foreclosure records should be taken off the grid. Mm-hmm. And they actually won that case. In the European, it was the European Court of Justice, the UKECJ in Brussels. And it's creating a lot of issues. Now, there are a couple of people...
Has that crossed the pond? Where is that in the United States?
So far, the answer is no. There have been a couple of cases where people here in the U.S. have tried this, but we have laws here. We have things like the First Amendment and various private and various laws. There's something called Section 230, which insulates a search engine against liability for content that's on there. We have things here that they don't have in Europe. But it's it's starting to create ripple effects. California last month adopted a law. They call it the Online Eraser Statute, which is a type of right to be forgotten law. It basically says that teenagers, which they define as anyone 18 or younger, basically have the right to contact the search engine and ask the content that they put up that is embarrassing them can be deleted.
The stupid photos they made at the kegger, we got to take those down.
Right.
Who has to take them down? Where? How do they find the where it resides, and who is the ultimate person to take it down? Who the ultimate entity to take it down? Isn't that the problem?
These are the big questions, Jim.
Yeah.
And the questions that have to be
because they might have migrated to multiple locations.
Yep.
Right?
That's right. You got it.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk about some more legal stuff with our good friend, Cliff Inico. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com is his website.
I don't know why. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.